This is episode 2183 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to another episode of our series on prosperity. We are getting ready to close out the year 2020 and to usher in a brand new year. And with that comes closure. I know most of us are excited to begin a brand new year, but think about the gifts of this year, regardless of how hard it was to live through a year during a global pandemic. You may have been impacted by the coronavirus to some extent, whether you actually acquired it or you maybe felt the effects economically and also socially by being isolated from loved ones. Tonight, as I record this meditation, there's a beautiful full moon. I always record an episode the day before it's actually due. So you are listening to Wednesday's episode, but the full moon was actually on Tuesday night, the 29th. You may have meditated to the full moon. I know I'm going to after I record this for you. I record the meditations and release them the day before they are due because I want to allow people in different time zones from myself. I live on the U.S. East Coast, but people who are living in Australia, New Zealand, India, Europe, they are ahead of my time zone. And so I want to make sure they have the meditations for their morning, just in case they want to meditate in the morning. I know many of you, I've done polls, tell me you meditate in the morning. I want to share a little with you in regard to the guided meditations taking place on New Year's Eve and also New Year's Day. Before I guide you in today's meditation on prosperity, I want to allow you to prepare for those special meditations coming up. So on New Year's Eve, we're going to do a fire ceremony. This can be done on the podcast. There are a few things that you will need if you take part in the fire ceremony. You'll need 3 strips of paper, and you'll also need a fireproof bowl or maybe a fire pit if you're lucky enough to have one. And I encourage you to do this meditation outside for safety reasons. Have a pitcher of water near you and have matches. You could have sage if you want. Sage is a great cleansing type of herb to cleanse the year 2020 so that you welcome 2021 in with a fresh start, releasing all the energy from the year 2020. How I make a fireproof bowl is I use a pan with a handle, and make sure you have a pot holder so that you don't burn your hand because the pan will get hot. And then I take aluminum foil and I place it in the pan. I cover up the full pan with aluminum foil. And this is just so that it doesn't scorch the pan and leave a black mark that's hard to scrub off. And then I place some sage and a little paper to get a fire going. I strike a match and light the sage and the fire, and then I sit outside and have a little fire ceremony. You'll also need a pen because you're going to write down 3 things that you will end up placing in the fire. So that is what you will need for New Year's Eve. For New Year's Day, you will also need 3 strips of paper and some candles, maybe some votive candles in a fireproof candle holder. Make sure you have a pitcher of water nearby in case anything gets out of control. You can quickly douse your little fire that you make. And this will be a way for you to welcome in the new year. So you'll need a pen and paper for both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, candles for New Year's Day. If you could have enough candles to place around you to create a circle, and then you sit in the middle of the circle, that would be great. So I use about 8 candles to do this. I make a big circle, but you could even do this with 3 or 4 candles. Just place one in front of you, 2 at the sides of you, and 1 in the back of you. You're going to be doing a special New Year's welcoming ceremony on New Year's Day. So now you're all set. So we are exploring prosperity in this week's series, and we've been following the acronym PROSPER. We started with P for peace, R for rejoice, O, observe. That was yesterday's episode where you observe your breath. Well, today it's share. You're encouraged to share your prosperity, your happiness, your wealth, your peace. Share your smiles, share your goodwill. And you have a challenge. Your challenge is to do something each day that helps you to feel prosperous and also to share your prosperity again with others. You have a fellow meditator, Cassie, from Idaho in the U.S., who says that mudras are her favorite meditation technique because she likes to do them while she's working. It helps her to stay focused, and it also helps her to feel calmer and a little more in control when things seem out of control. So I invite you to try a mudra as you do the meditation today. This is the Kubera Mudra. You can take a look at it on the Sip and Om Instagram or Facebook pages. So the Kubera Mudra is a mudra that helps you to bring prosperity and goodwill, wealth, abundance into your life. It helps to anchor you in these qualities. To do it is simple. You will simply fold your little finger and your ring fingers into your palm, and then you'll take your thumb and touch the tips of your middle finger and your index finger, doing the Kubera Mudra, doing this with both hands. Your little and ring fingers are folded down into your palm, and your thumb is touching your middle and index fingers. So as you settle down and close your eyes and begin to calm your mind and body, notice the thoughts that are running through your head these days as you get ready to end a year. Do you feel rushed? Do you feel excited? Do you feel relieved? Just notice how you feel. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, begin to think about what you want to bring into your life and how you could share your abundance and prosperity with others. This is true wealth, true prosperity, when you can share it with others. As you meditate, visualize sending out your goodwill and gratitude and compassion to loved ones in your life right now. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.